guess looking back, it was about quarter past two this morning that in the middle of an extremely calm, absolutely just smooth as silk flight. It was like somebody just pulled up a huge cricket bat and just slapped the airplane.
So how long were you in the air when this happened?
We had been in the air by that time about 5 hours, maybe 5.5 hours. We were right in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
So was this bad weather expected, or did it just come from nowhere?
Came from absolutely nowhere. They just said that was weather that had not been forecast. So, you know, usually when you have some problem with turbulence, there's a bit of turbulence, and then you get that little pinging, and the sign comes on, and you get you're always interrupted watching your movie, and they say, please, the captain has turn on the seatbelt sign. Please put on your seatbelt. We are entering an area of turbulence. This was nothing like that. We were flying along smooth as could be and just kicked, like just flapped massively from the top as if someone had actually just torpedoed us. It felt like a torpedo. It was a missile. The plane felt like a small child slapping a paper airplane out of the air. We were just, the control surfaces of the airplane were no match for whatever was going on outside. I had my window shade open. I could just see flashes of lightning all around us. The whole thing, which, you know, like when you have a car crash, time stretches out. The whole thing probably was between 10 and 15 seconds, but it just felt like we got hit really hard from one side, then punched from the other side. It was like being pummeled by a boxing, you know, kind of match kind of thing. And then went into a steep descent for a moment, but there was no sense that there was anybody in control, except that somehow we managed to sort of drop. There was a general screaming, like you hear in a movie or on a funfair ride. People are screaming out of, you know, everybody's preparing for the worst.
And there were children on board, I believe, as well.
Yeah, lots of children, some of whom had been slammed into some parts of the furnishings or the ceiling. I just heard that because other people were kind of passing things around. So after that 10 or 15 seconds, everything went back to normal. It was as smooth as it had been. And we traveled, you know, for another 3 hours. I saw a flight attendant covered in blood from her head, all from her scalp down across all of her front. Another one's wrists, I heard, was broken. I saw her in a cast.
Did you sustain any injuries yourself?
No, I was wide awake when it hit, so I just instantly went, you know, I froze solid, white knuckled, holding on to my armrests. And it took a few seconds for me to go from being, wow, that's a pretty big one, ooh, that's a big one, to just sort of, oh, we may very well not make it out of here. As I was thinking, oh, I'm preparing myself for the worst, the screaming kicked in. There's a certain sort of moment where you kind of give up hope.
So for a moment, you were preparing yourself for that plane going down?
Yes, I was thinking this. So this is it. You just feel so extremely glad to be alive. You know, when you think about what I was preparing for, it's just so great to be here.